right here present with us. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. And I do pray, Father, that every person that's listening will have listening ears and a receptive heart. May you give them revelation concerning your word and concerning your will for their lives. Hallelujah. We must live by your word. May we understand that. May we have a revelation of that statement, that we must live by your word. Glory to your name. Father, we're going to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. My subject to you this morning is who? It's in the form of a question. Who is Jesus to us? Who is Jesus to us? And we need to know who he is. Amen? And of course, we learn who he is through his word. Romans chapter 10 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? Now, I want to share this with you before I actually get into to my notes, but this is going to fit right with what I want to share with you this morning. We need to understand some things. And, you know, we're told not to be ignorant of the devil's devices, his tricks, his schemes, and so forth. We are to know him. In other words, know what he's up to. That way he doesn't catch us off guard and unprepared. And back in, again, I believe the Lord wants me to go here. Like I said, I'm not in my notes just yet, but it's going to fit right in. Go with me to the book of Mark. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what chapter here in a minute. Okay, Mark chapter 9. I'll just pick it up at verse 14. I could go directly to the verse, but I want to read a little bit ahead. Mark chapter 14, chapter 9, verse 14. It says, and when he came to his to the disciples, he being Jesus. He saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately, when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, "What are you discussing with them?" Then one of the crowd answered and said, this is one in the crowd, "Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid." I'm reading from the New King James Bible. "So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not." He answered him and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately, notice what happens here, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, "From childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Now I want you to notice something. This is Jesus he's talking to, right? But the man said, "If you can do anything, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Listen to me, saints. You can be in such a state of mind because of outside pressures seeming like nothing is going to ever change. Now, notice Jesus asked him how long this young man's been dealing with this, and the man's response was from a child. So here's this father, listen to me, here's this father having to witness his child being tormented all those years. That's not good for a parent. I said that's not good for a parent. Obviously, this man had heard about Jesus and the miracles that he had worked, because when he came, everybody was just taken and they just gathered around him. But this man had been so burdened all these years that he wanted to get to Jesus. I'm sure he had heard about Jesus and the miracles that Jesus worked. But he was so downtrodden, so worn out, that he asked Jesus, "If you can do anything, please have compassion on me." Now, I'm going to read on a little bit here, but I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been in a place in your life when it seems like nothing changed? And you've come to the place where sometime you, and we should not, by the way, we shouldn't let this happen, but you become angry. I'm just being real with you. You become angry, become frustrated. And sometimes folk even get upset at God. Do y'all believe that? And I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I think if I did, you'd be surprised the hands that would go up in this place. Because of folks that think God should have done something when it didn't change. But I want to tell you something, and we'll cover this. I'm not going to finish today. I know that, but I just want to jump right into this. Let me establish something with you. God is a good God. I want to say that again. God is a good God. But we have to remember, and Brother Tony touched on it, that you know, Satan is the god of this world, little g. God of this world. He's the god of this world system that was delivered to him by Adam when he committed high treason. And when they obeyed the devil rather than obeying God, the control of the world system was given over to the devil. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that Jesus prayed for us. And he prayed, said, Father, I'm not praying that you take them out of the world, John chapter 17, but keep them from the evil. The devil may be the god of this world, but he's not my God. Oh, glory. He's not my God. Amen. He's the God of those who serve him. But I serve the Lord. And I believe you do too. So now, let's go back to verse 21. Mark chapter 9. I'm going to read it again. He says, so he asked his father, this is Jesus asking, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. Verse 22. And often he has thrown him into the fire. By the way, this young man, which I don't know how old he was at that particular time, but he had a devil. Okay? And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. How many of you know the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy? Am I right? Amen. Amen. But if you, and this is what he says again, I'm just rereading it. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now this was a broken man here. And Jesus, verse 23, Jesus said to him, listen to this, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately, the father of the child cried out. Notice now, this man, I mean, he had been dealing with some things. Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said, how? Say what?
Tears.
With tears. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Have you ever been there? Lord, I don't understand what's happening. I believe, Lord. Glory to God. Let me read. Verse 24 again. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Let me go ahead and read verse 25. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him, and he became as one dead, so that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, well, let me stop right there for now. This man said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And the reason I read this is because I believe that I am looking at some folks that believe God. If you believe the word of God, raise your hand. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You believe the word of God. But here's what can happen to you. And I think, I believe we can see it right here with this man. You believe God. You know what the word of God says. But you are so distracted by what's going on around you. You're so distracted by what the devil is trying to do to your child or in your situation. You're so distracted. You believe God. You believe that Jesus Christ is a healer. You believe that Jesus Christ is a deliverer. You believe that Jesus Christ will meet your need. But remember, I told you earlier that we're not to be ignorant to the devil's devices. See, the devil himself knows that you believe. He knows that you believe. But what he does is with you is the same thing he did to Peter. Peter was a man of faith. He'd have never stepped out of that boat to go to Jesus if he didn't believe he could get to him. He'd have never stepped out of that boat walking on water. Why? Because when Jesus said, come, he believed him. But the devil did the same thing that he always do distract you. Distract you. Don't allow the devil to defeat you because of distractions. He stepped out on the water walking to Jesus, walking by faith, walking on the water. But he didn't begin to sink until the wind began to blow and the storm got worse. And I mean, you know, and that got his attention. His attention. In other words, he was distracted away from Jesus and what Jesus had said. As long as he was focusing on what Jesus said, he walked on the water. But it was when the enemy was able to distract him with something else that he began to sink. And then Peter cried out, because now he was in a place where he felt helpless, because he looked down at his feet. His feet was underwater. He was sinking. It was for real. He was sinking. I'm so glad he didn't cry out and say, "Oh, Jesus, I'm not going to make it. Bye. I see you on the other side. I'm about to drown here." No, he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus rescued him. This man, very similar. He said, "Lord, I believe." I don't think the man was lying when he said, "Lord, I believe." But he said, "Lord, help my unbelief." In other words, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you can set my son free. But please help me. Help me in my unbelief. Have compassion upon me. Amen. Hallelujah. And the secret is, folks, turn your eyes away from all the distractions that bring fear into your life, that cause you to doubt, that causes you to believe or make wrong statements, like God don't really care, or I know God did it for them, but I don't think he's going to do it for me. The devil can give you 10,000 reasons. For not receiving your miracle. In whatever form it may be. But you got to watch out for those distractions. Things that cause you to cause you to look away from the Word of God. That causes you not to spend time with God. You know, you hear people say all the time, "You know, I'm so busy, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing the other, blah, 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 blah." But you know, my question is, how much of that time are you spending with God? Because if you are not spending time with God, you're too busy. Because when the storm comes, or you have a challenge in your life or in your family, you need to be able to do like Ephesians 6 tells us to do. Having done all to stand, you stand. But notice something there. Upstairs, give me Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, please. On the screen, Ephesians 6, 10. Says, finally, my brethren. He's talking to the brethren. That includes the sistren. Finally, my brethren, in the Lord. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let's read on verse 11. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God, not just bits and pieces. Well, I hear what the Bible's saying, but I tell you what, them shoes God gave me to put on, I don't like that style. That's not hip. Sometimes things of God, well, let me put it to you this way. The things of God and the things of the world are totally different. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now notice what it's saying. You do that so that you are able to stand. If we don't do it, we will not be able to stand. We're still brethren. We're still sistren. But we are not able to stand against the attacks that the enemy brings against us because we have become distracted. Hallelujah. Verse 12, please. You got to understand something. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That's reading you should be praying for one another. Because a lot of times, we blame folk for what they're doing. But most of the time, the devil's behind it in some capacity. Are you still here? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. These are devils, spiritual beings, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Verse 13. Now, look again. I hope you're listening to me. Therefore, take up what? The whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand, that we may be able to stand. If we don't take on the whole armor of God, we're not going to be able to stand. And then we'll begin to speak dumb words like, Lord, do you really care about me? Lord, do you really care about my situation? Lord, if you can, would you please help me? Can't you see I'm hurting down here? When God's trying to let you know, it's those distractions that's hindering your faith. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And now listen at this. And having done what? Human nature is, I'll just take a little bit. I'll just take a little bit. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, let me read the whole verse. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand or withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Might as well read the rest of it. Verse 14. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Hallelujah. Everybody say truth.
Truth.
Say it again.
Truth.
There's truth, and what's the opposite of truth?
Lies.
Amen. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, verse 15. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Let's keep going. Above all, notice how that's written. Above all, taking what? The shield of faith. With which you will be able to quench. Say what? I want to hear you out there. Don't think you're exempt. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Oh, glory to God. Let me see if I want to go any further. Look at somebody and tell them, say, watch out for distractions. Hallelujah. All right, let's read on. Give me verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is what?
The word
of God. The what?
The word of God.
The word of God. Hallelujah. Just remember, we are in this world. Yeah. We are in this world. We are not to be of this world. But if we are going to be victorious in this world, we're going to have to do it God's way.
Yes.
We're going to have to do it God's way. and understand that distractions will come. This man had to deal with distractions. But then he heard of Jesus. He heard that Jesus was in the area. This man yelled out in the crowd. You know, sometimes, and this is another message that I could preach. I won't, but those of you that are preachers in here, feel free, you can use it. But sometimes you have to yell out of the crowd. He was just one in the crowd. But he yelled out and he got Jesus' attention. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I could read the rest of that because the disciples had some questions. I just want to deal with this man. But the disciples had some questions of their own. And we could deal with that. But right now, I want to stop it right there. This man cried out to Jesus. He said, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." Get the devil out of your head. Get him out of your emotions. And get your mind renewed and with the word of God. Hallelujah. And you stay focused on what he said. And change will come. See, God never told us that there wouldn't be challenges. Matter of fact, he told us our faith will be tried. Your faith is going to be tried. Hallelujah. But if we'll do what Ephesians chapter 6 says, we'll stand. I said we'll stand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, praise God. I hadn't preached a thing that I got written down here. But I feel all right. Glory be to God. Mark chapter 9 just kind of popped up. You know, I thought it was me, but as I look back on it, I know it was the Lord. Yesterday. Now I know why. Somebody in here needed it. Somebody watching by way of YouTube, Facebook, whatever method they're watching, they need that. What's my problem? Watch out for the distractions. Those things that's going to take your attention away from what God has said. Try to convince you that yes, God has helped sister such and such and brother such and such, but what he did for them, he's not going to do for you. You different. See, I know that we're not ignorant of how the devil operates. He'll tell you you different. You don't measure up. God's not going to do anything for you because remember your past. You remember how you used to be You know, God's not, he's not moving on your behalf. Now, sister such and such, oh yeah, she's holy and you know, full of the Holy Spirit, and see how God is moving in her. But no, not you. You. That's the time to rebuke the devil.
Amen.
The Bible does tell us to resist him, and he will flee. You resist him in the name of Jesus, he don't have any choice but to flee. Glory be to God. Because the Bible says, if God be for me, then who can be against me? If God is for me, and he is, then who can be against me? Nobody. They can try, but they will never succeed as long as your faith is in God and your confidence is in God. And you are not moved by all the wind, the thunder, the lightning, all the mess going on around you. You believe God. I'm getting ready to close because we'll continue later. Listen to me. In order to defeat you, the enemy must distract you. In order to defeat you, the enemy must get your eyes off of Jesus and what he said and get you looking at the problem. He wants to take you away from the problem solver and have you looking at the problem. And here's what happened. Some of your Christian, let's keep it in the family here. Some of your Christian brothers and your Christian sisters are looking at the problem themselves. Their eyes are not on Jesus. And so when you tell them, I believe God, I believe what the Word of God says, then you get rebuked by your own brother, sister in the Lord. What's the matter with you? Didn't you hear what they said? Keep your eyes on God.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on his word. Amen. Bible doesn't say life would always be comfortable, but it does tell us we have the victory.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I said, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Father, we thank you for your word. May we keep our eyes focused on your word and on what you've said and not get distracted by what's going on around us. Hallelujah. And we count you faithful that promised. And I say, great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Hallelujah. And I thank you for it. Hallelujah. I want to speak to those that are watching by way of the live stream. If you're watching it, you're not born again, you have not received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I just want to let you know he loved you so much. He wants to come into your life. He wants to save you. He wants to give you a brand new life. And And all you have to do is reach out and touch him right now by faith, by receiving him into your heart, into your life, as your Lord and as your Savior. He'll do it. He'll come in. He'll save you. He will forgive your sin. Pray this prayer after me. Say this to Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the only begotten Son of God. I believe that you hung on the cross. I believe you died on the cross. I believe that you was buried. And I believe that you rose again the third day. And you did it all so that I could be saved, so that I could have eternal life. Lord Jesus, come into my heart right now. Forgive me of my sin. I make you Lord, and I make you my Savior. I receive you by faith right now, and I thank you for coming into my heart, changing my life. And I call you my Lord. I call you my Savior right now. And I boldly proclaim, I have eternal life living on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Amen. If you pray that prayer, we would certainly love to hear from you. Contact us. Let us know that you gave your heart to Jesus Christ. Let us know that you're now born again. Praise the name of the Lord. Also, if you are watching and you're sick in your body, I would like to pray for you as well. Father,